Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Glad to see that you've thawed out a little bit from the last few days.
非常高兴大家在这个几天的寒冷之后啊来到这儿。
And that thawing out is a little bit of what I'm going to share about today.
今天我也会讲到啊今这个感受。
I'll keep you in suspense, what I mean. All right, so Romans 13.
我们翻到罗马书的第三章。
We'll read verses 11 through 14.
读11节到14节。
So Romans 13, verses 11 through 14.
罗马书13章的11到14节。
And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly, as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in licentiousness and lewdness, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts.
再者，你们晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救，现今比初信的时候更近了。黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们就当脱去暧昧的行为，带上光明的兵器，行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼，不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可争竞嫉妒，总要披戴主耶稣基督。不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
I'd like to have another word of prayer.
我们再有点祷告。
Dear Lord, we're so thankful that we can come before you this morning.
亲爱的主，我们何等感恩，我们今天能来到你面前。
We thank you, Lord, that we live beneath the cross.
我们感谢你，我们是在十字架来，十字之下来生活。
And we celebrate that glorious freedom that we find in you.
我们来庆贺我们在你的里面的这样的一个非常荣耀的自由。
We ask now by your Holy Spirit to make us alive to your word.
我们求你借着圣灵使我们能够在你面前点活我们。
We don't just want more knowledge, we want to know you.
我们不是只是要增加知识，我们是要更多的认识你。
So now we open up our hearts, Lord, we pray that you would speak.
主，我们今天现在打开我们的心，求你来向我们说话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
So, I know that Tuesday is Chinese New Year.
我知道来的礼拜二是中国的新年。
Now, I don't know about any traditions that come with Chinese New Year's for resolutions.
我们不知道在这个中国的新年有没有一些的你下决心的一些事情。
You know, in the American New Year's, people make what's called resolutions.
在这个西方的新年，我们会做一些比较好的决定。
Is there the same correlation for Chinese New Year?
是不是中国的新年大家也有一些的心愿
？No. Okay, it's good, and not usually. Okay, and that's a good thing because if you follow the American New Year's, people make these resolutions.
但你知道，在中美国的这些传统中，他们会做一些的心愿。
Where they say at the beginning of the year, "This is what I'm going to do differently."
他们会说，今年开始了，我要做一些和往年不太一样的地方。
You know, I'm going to go to the gym more.
我要去锻炼身体。
I'm going to eat less mooncake.
我不会再吃那么多的这个很多的糖类的这些的饼。
Right, some very valid things. I'm going to spend more time with my family. I'm going to be in God's Word more. We make these resolutions.
我会想到和家庭一起多的时间，继续到神面前更多的时间。
But what happens is what began at the beginning of the year as this urgent need.
在这个所发生的就是在新年的时候我们常常有这么一个紧迫感。
Somehow, by February, it turns into apathy.
到了第二月份的时候我们就很多都已经迷失了。
Right, so the gym is very busy at the beginning of January.
所以一月份你要去这个锻炼身体的地方非常的拥挤。
And now it's back to normal in February.
第二月份呢就没有那么多人。
And what lessons can we learn from this kind of year-by-year experience that many people have?
这多年来, 这个给我们一个什么样的教训呢?
Is that what often begins as this urgency that we sense,
就是我们常常在这个新年一开始有这样的一个紧迫感,
often just turns into a flatness or an apathy.
有时候常常就开始, 平息下来, 没有什么, 激情了。
Like almost when we are new believers, we have this fervency for the Lord.
所以我们信主初信的时候也是对神有火热。
Or when we've been walking with the Lord for a long time and we go to a conference, let's say, we have this urgency we sense.
或许我们也在主里面有段时间，但是我们去参加特会的时候也会有这样的一个感觉。
And then usually a few weeks later, it just turns back into the same old story.
就是火热以后，几周以后呢，又开始进入那个平淡。
So what I want to share today is a little bit of a word of refreshment.
所以我今天就会给大家来分享这样的一些的话。
And also a little bit of an exhortation.
是激励大家，让大家有新鲜的感觉。
That we would be awake.
我们可以来警醒。
And wouldn't just kind of settle into maintaining our spiritual lives.
不只是我们, 好像接着惯性一样一直这样下去,
but really press on to the end.
而是一直持续到底。
So in this scripture here from Romans 13,
在这个罗马书13章中,
we see that Paul is saying there in verse 11,
我们看到保罗在这里11节中讲,
he says this as he frames this section, he says, knowing the time.
他是讲到要知道晓得现今,
right, because when we know the time, then it frames what follows after.
因为我们要晓得这个时候的时候,
if we don't know the time, the rest of the scripture doesn't really have much application.
若是我们不晓得现今的时候, 后面我们就,
but if we know the time, then we know that it's time to awake out of sleep.
因为我们要是知道现今的时候, 我们就知道我们应该醒来。
So the question that we first have to consider is, what time is it?
这第一个问题我们所面对的就是我们现在是什么样的时候?
Right, what spiritual time is it?
什么样的属灵的时候我们是现在?
We know that in the scripture, Jesus spoke about this.
在圣经中, 在这个经节中, 主耶稣讲到这一点。
He talked about how, you know, you feel, or you see the clouds coming from the west and you know it's going to rain.
他讲到在天上有云彩从西边过来, 就要下雨。
Or you feel the wind from the south and you know it's going to be warm.
在南边有风过来, 就知道有, 暖风过来。
But they didn't know the time that they were in.
但知道时候的。
What spiritual time is it now?
现在的属灵的时候是什么?
You may have read recently that the doomsday clock was just presented again. Do you know what that is?
你知道现在有一些的这个末世的时候的, 你知道在世界上怎么讲?
It's this group called the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists.
是这个 研究原子物理学的这帮人所定的。
And they published this thing called a doomsday clock to say how close we are to the destruction of the world.
是讲到他们所预测的将来世界毁灭的这个时钟。
And the reason they do this is to say how dangerous the world is.
他这么这样做是要告诉大家现在这个世界非常危险。
It's supposed to be a reminder of the perils in this world and how we must, what we need to address to survive.
而是讲到这个世界上有很多的危险，让我们怎么来对待这些危险。
Now they look at it a very worldly way.
是个非常属世的一个观点。
You know, are the amount of atomic weapons in the world being reduced?
这个世界上的这些的原子武器要减少。
Are the major world powers at war or at peace?
在这些大的这些国家之间呢，征战需要和平。
Now for us, what spiritual time is it?
但是对我们来说, 这个属灵的时间是什么?
Okay, and I think that's the first question that we each need to really meditate on and think about this.
这是我们现在要默想的第一个问题。
Do you sense the days that we're living in?
你有没有感受到现今的时候是怎样的时候？
Are you experiencing the opposition that we face day by day as believers?
你有没有感受到作为一个信主的人今天所面临的很多的反对的势力？
Is this reality that we're living in the end days and the Lord's returning soon just some objective knowledge that we know, or is that reality?
我们现在是在最后的日子，是主再来之前的日子，是我们的一些主观的知识，还是我们的经历？
We need to really reconsider and consider our ways.
我们应该重新思考我们的做法。
So once we sense the time that we're living in, then what Paul says here is it's time to awake out of the sleep.
当我们晓得现今的时候的时候，保罗在这里提醒我们要。该趁早睡醒。
Because he knows that we need to be reminded of what time we're in.
他告诉我们，我们需要被提醒什么时候。
Because what happens is when we're just living our lives day by day, wake up, go to work, go home, have dinner, repeat the next day, fit in the church meeting, we just kind of get into this rhythm, right?
就是我们像我们现在这样每天早晨起来工作然后回家休息周末的时候来聚会我们会有一个非常非常定的一个计划
We check all the boxes off, we're doing all the right things, we're going to the prayer meetings and the Bible studies and the Lord's table, these are all good things
我们做一些我们该做的事情啊，像祷告去祷告聚会去聚会做各种事情
But sometimes we have to be reminded to wake up
但是这里提醒我们，我们需要被提醒，我们需要睡醒。
And one of the things that lulls us to sleep is busyness.
常常让我们要在睡眠当中的是因为我们呢非常的忙碌。
I don't know if this is dangerous to do, but if I were to ask you to raise your hand, if you feel like you're busy, I wonder who would raise their hand with me. They feel like they're busy.
若是你要是非常忙的话，我请你举手的话。
Go ahead, raise your hand.
大家能不能举举手，看一下
okay, ？So many people in the room raised their hand. I have to say that actually most people who I fellowship with feel like they're overwhelmed by busyness.
大家基本上都举手了。我所在的地方，很多弟兄姊妹也都是，不仅是忙碌，是被忙碌所霸占。
And what strikes me every time that I gather with young people, like I did a few weeks ago with the gathering here.
哦、oh, ，我们前几天我和弟兄姊妹当中年轻弟兄姊妹聚会的时候
，Young people are busier than ever。
这些年轻人比以前那些年轻人更忙碌。
They got to build up their resumes to apply to college。
他们要把他们的简历改好，要来申请大学。Right.
They have to be somehow like perfect straight A's. They have to be an entrepreneur that created their own business.They have to be the leader of every club.
他们要把学习学到全是 A 的成绩，要有这个做生意的才能啊，这各方面他都需要。
And then we as adults are consumed by our young children or by even busyness of serving in the church.
我们这些成人也是常常为孩子们忙碌，为着教会的服事忙碌。
Our lives are very busy.
我们非常的忙碌。
I read a very good little booklet recently called Tyranny of the Urgent.
我最近读了一本书就是讲到我们这个非常有紧迫感的对我们所造成的影响。
And what the author was trying to say is that there are many urgent things that seem to be happening around us.
就是讲到我们周围有很多非常紧迫的事情。
But urgent things may not be important things.
但是紧迫的事情不见得是重要的事情。
I really found it to be a very interesting comparison.
我们可以讲一个非常有趣的对比。
It's subtle, but there's a difference between urgent and important.
是讲到这个紧迫和重要是不一样的。
Think about how the Lord, when he was serving in public ministry,
当我们讲到我们在中间服侍的时候
how sometimes he would go somewhere and he would heal some people and then he would go off to somewhere else.
保罗他在这样服侍的时候他也是会在一些地方会医治一些人然后就会出去。
And there had to be other people who had needs.
他肯定那个时候也有很多人有需要。
But he was always so sensitive to the Father's will that he just moved wherever the Father moved him.
但是保罗非常对于神的旨意非常的敏感，他会一直来跟随父神的旨意。
Or even how he heard that Lazarus was sick, but that he didn't immediately go there.
哦，在主耶稣他自己在听到拉萨路死了以后，他没有马上就去。
He waited, and then obviously he displayed even greater power.
他停留在几天，然后他要显示他更大的能力。
When we think about this idea of awaking out of sleep, it makes me think about considering the time and how we use our time.
就是讲到在这里我们睡醒的时候是讲到我们要如何来用我们的时间。
Not just filling our time with things, but being willing to actually wait on the Lord.
不是我们把时间都塞满，而是来到神面前寻求。
And just reconfiguring and reconsidering the time that we have.
而是把我们的时间重新调整来适合神的计划。
So this busyness often lulls us to sleep.
这些非常的忙碌就把我们陷入到一个困倦和睡眠当中。
It's almost like when we make our schedule, we try to fit God into our schedule.
常常是我们把我们的时间让神来进到我们的时间表中去。
And some of us actually maybe have a little bit of a different struggle.
有些人有些不同的挣扎。
There are things that we know we ought to do, but we put them off.
有些事情我们该马上做，但是我们迟延了。
It's almost like the snooze button on your alarm.
是想到好像是我们这个上的这个闹钟一样。
Right, you know you ought to wake up. It's time to awake out of sleep, but then you hit the button.
你知道那时候响了，你就应该起来，但是你又把它推迟。
And then you hit the button again.
你又推迟。
And I see some people with, you know, laughing out there, smiling. I know.
那些笑的可能有这样的事情。
Right? And the thing about the snooze button is that it actually doesn't satisfy the sleepiness that you have.
这个推迟的这个按钮啊，不能够满足你的睡眠。
Nor does it help you accomplish what you know you ought to do.
也不能帮你做你该做的事情。
It's actually totally useless.
好像没有任何用处。
So is there some sense in our own lives that we're hitting the snooze button in our spiritual lives?
但我们的生命中是不是也像我们常常按这个推迟键呢？
How would Paul put this in his writing?
在保罗他在写的书信中怎么讲呢？
He says, "Don't just run the race."
不只是要去跑这个。
He says, run the race to win.
是，而是要跑在，要得胜。
Right, there's no sense in entering the race if you're just going to sit back.
不是你为了跑而跑。
Run the race to win.
是要跑步来得胜。
So what he shares here in this Romans 13 is this warning.
在这个罗马书十三章就是讲到保罗对我们那个提醒。
Where he's saying the night is far spent and the day is at hand. That's verse 12.
那是讲到黑夜已深，白昼将近。
He's saying you gotta wake up. You gotta wake up.
你要赶快醒来，赶快趁早睡醒。
Because the night is far spent and the day is at hand.
因为黑夜已深，白昼将近。
Right, the time is now.
这时间就是现在。
No more snooze button.
不要再推迟。
No more being lulled back to sleep.
不要再回到睡眠当中。
Time to wake up and run that race to the end.
现在就要开始起来奔跑你前面的路，一直到最后。
And you know, I've read, and I think this is a really good way of putting this topic.
我读了一些和这个有关的事情。
Is thinking about the way we spend the time that we have. In comparing it to wartime or peacetime.
我们可以把这个比上，我们是在战争的时代，还是在和平的时候？
Okay, so just think about the way that we live when we're living with a peacetime mentality.
我们活在是不是在一个这个和平的这样的一个思想当中？
When we're living in peace, we live in what would be called like an avoidance lifestyle.
我们在这个和平的时候，我们是有不同的这样的一个状态。
How can I try to avoid committing sins?
我们就是说，我们要避免一些事情，就是像不去犯罪。
How can I live to be more comfortable?
或者我们更舒适的生活。
Make some more money.
能挣更多的钱。
Have some more fun.
更好的来欢乐。
We ask the wrong questions.
有我们常常问这个错误的问题。
I don't know. What am I going to do on Friday night?
我礼拜五去干嘛呢？
What's wrong with this movie or this music?
我们去看这个电影有什么不好呢？
Or these people that I'm spending time with?
好，这些人一起在花时间有什么不对呢？
These are the types of questions we ask when we're living in a peacetime mentality.
当我们在一个好像和平的状态下生活的时候，我们常常问这些问题。
When we're living in wartime mentality,
但是我们就是活在征战战争时期的时候，
we think about it in a different way.
我们会想的不一样。
The questions we ask are, how do I advance the cause?
就是我们如何来能够为了一个目的向前。
How do I bring victory?
能够带出得胜。
Right, and we have to think about that in our own lives now.
我们要在我们生命中来思想这些事情。
Are we just trying to live out and try to be good Christians?
我们是不是只是想要做一个好的基督徒呢？
Or do we live like we're in a kingdom now?
而是我们现在就活在神的这个 国权当中。
Right, part of God's kingdom, advancing the cause.
这国度当中，我们就是要来推进神的这些目的。
Right, you know, watching and praying and hastening His return.
警醒祷告来催促他的再来。
Right, yearning for the Lord to return.
来盼望主能够早日回来。
It makes me think about all this Old Testament picture of the watchman on the wall.
我常常想到在旧约中提到的那些在城门上守望的人。
You know that description that's used many times in the Old Testament.
在旧约中常常提到这些守望的人。
And Isaiah speaks about it, and Ezekiel speaks about it.
以赛亚、以西结这些先知都提到。
Why don't we just read a couple scriptures?
我们可以
Ezekiel 33.
我们可以读一下相关的经文。以西结书的33章
Ezekiel 33 from verse 1
33章第一节开始
Ezekiel 33 from verse 1 says Again the word of the Lord came to me saying Son of man speak to the children of your people and say to them When I bring the sword upon a land and the people of the land take a man from their territory and make him their watchman When he sees the sword coming upon the land, if he blows the trumpet and warns the people, then whoever hears the sound of the trumpet and does not take warning, if the sword comes and takes him away, his blood shall be on his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, but did not take warning. His blood shall be upon himself, but he who takes warning will save his life. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned,And the sword comes and takes any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but the blood I will require at the watchman's hand. So you, son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, you shall hear a word from my mouth and warn them for me.
1-7节耶和华的话临到我说人子啊你要告诉本国的子民说我使刀剑临到哪一国哪一国的民从他们中间选立一人为守望的他见刀剑临到那地若吹角警戒众民凡听见角声不受警戒的刀剑若来除灭了他他的罪就必归到自己的头上他听见角声不受警戒他的罪必归到自己的身上他若受警戒便是救了自己的性命倘若守望的人见刀剑临到不吹角以致民不受警戒刀剑来杀了他们中间的一个人他虽然死在罪孽之中我却要向守望的人讨他丧命的罪人子啊我照样立你做以色列家守望的人所以你要听我口中的话替我警戒他们
It's almost like Paul in this Romans 13 passage is blowing that trumpet.
好像在罗马书中十三章，好像保罗就在吹那个角。
Blowing the trumpet to warn us to wake up.
来警戒我们要赶快警醒。
Think about that. We're living in this wartime.
是我们生活的这个战争的时代。
Sometimes he uses just brother to sister or brother to brother.
有时候会用到弟兄姊妹们。
We blow the trumpet to warn one another to wake up.
我们吹角，彼此吹角来彼此提醒。
You know, sometimes it's a real friend who's willing to say to another friend, brother, wake up.
有时候是一个真正的朋友到你面前说，弟兄，你要醒来。
Wake up to what's happening around us.
醒来看到周遭所发生的事情。
You're fading.
你的这个失败。
Wake up to the Lord.
你要赶快向主醒来。
We cannot sleep on the job.
我们不能够在工作上来睡觉。
Right, we co-work with our Lord.
我们要和主同工。
And we're called to be soldiers with him.
我们要与他一同征战。
Now he, the, Paul gives us this framework of, in some way about how do we wake out of this sleep.
这保罗也在这讲到我们如何能够在睡眠中醒来。
And there's kind of two sides to it here.
有两方面。
He shares kind of a negative side and a positive side.
有负面的，有正面的。
So there's somewhat of a casting off and somewhat of a putting on.
有些是脱去，有些是穿上。
So he says here in Romans 13, he says, in verse 12, therefore let us cast off the works of darkness.
在罗马书三章的十二节讲到我们要脱去暧昧的行为。
And then in verse 13, he says, you know, let us walk properly, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in licentiousness and lewdness, not in strife and envy.
所以讲到一些负面的，就是不可荒宴，醉酒，不可好色，邪荡，不可争竞嫉妒，这是在第十三节。
And then in verse 14, make no provision for the flesh.
而是也在十四节讲到不要为肉体安排。
So you see in every verse here, there's a putting away, a casting off.
在每一节中都讲到负面的脱去啊，不可不可不要。
I think you'd agree with me that we're always being filled with something.
我们也可能你会同意，我们里面有些的事情。
Right, but what Paul's saying here is don't be filled by these things.
保罗在这提醒我们不要被这些事情所霸占。
Paul was one who, in 1 Corinthians, he speaks about disciplining his body into subjection.
在哥林多，保罗呢也讲到要使我们的身体服我们。
By the Lord's life in him, he was not filled with these things.
因为神的生命在我们里面，我们里面就不会被这些负面的东西所搅扰。
He cast off the darkness and the revelry and the drunkenness.
他要把这些暧昧的行为，把这些好色淫荡和这个荒宴、醉酒都扔出去。
And of course, this is not an exhaustive list.
不是一个完全的一个 list.
Think about for us the putting, casting off laziness and apathy and busyness.
我们会想到我们要脱去那些非常懒惰那些不好的东西。
I think this is something that we all need to consider. What needs to be cast off?
我们会想到我们应该去脱去一些什么东西。
Right, so I think that each one of us need to search our hearts for what needs to be cast off, what needs to be pruned in our lives.
我们每个人都应该思想我们的生命中要除去一些什么东西。
So there's not a little provision for the flesh, but no provision for the flesh.
在这讲到肉体的时候是不要为肉体做任何的安排。
But thankfully, that's not the end. It's not just a casting off. He says there needs to be a filling of something too.
他这里也讲到，我们不仅要脱去，而且要被神所充满。
There's a putting on that we see here.
有一个穿上的这一方面。
Right. It's in verse 12. He says, "Let us put on the armor of light."
在十二节，这个中文翻译说是带上光明的兵器。
In verse 13, it says, "Let us walk properly."
十三节是说行事为人要端正。
In verse 14, it says, "But put on the Lord Jesus Christ."
十四节说，总要披戴主耶稣基督。
What does it mean to put on the Lord Jesus Christ?
当我们说披戴主耶稣基督的时候，是什么意思呢？
It's a very interesting phrase, right?
是非常有趣的这样的一个表达。
To put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
披戴主耶稣基督。
Think about it this way.
我们来这样想。
We know that when we were saved, we became those that are in Him.
当我们得救的时候，我们就在他的里面。
We're in Christ.
我们在基督里面。
Which means that He covers us.
是说到他遮盖我们。
Right, He completely hedges us in on all sides.
他把我们在他的这个圈在他的里面。
Our head is Christ.
我们的头就是基督。
And the Old Testament picture is about the wings and the shade that He puts us in, right?
在旧约中是讲到这个翅膀来遮盖我们。
And now we know that His blood has covered us.
我们知道他的血现在已经来遮盖了我们。
We're clothed with Christ.
我们已经穿上了基督。
We see that really, He completely covers us.
他完全把我们来遮盖。
It's tough to describe because we think about putting on something like we put on clothes.
我们常常想到的是穿衣服。
you put on one piece here and one piece there.
我们这边有一点衣服，那边有一个装饰。
Maybe 2 days ago when it was 0 degrees, you put on a lot of clothes.
几天之前很冷的时候，你会穿很多衣服。
And it was the most covered you've ever been.
你是最近穿的最多的时候。
Right. So think about that. About how many layers of clothing you put on.
想到你当时穿了多少衣服啊。
And it's an imperfect analogy, but think about how the Lord's covered you even more than all of that.
你要想到这是 不是很确切的比喻，但是呢，你想到主怎么把你来遮盖。
Right, this starting point of how we awake is to realize that we're in Him. He covers us.
第一件我们要醒来的时候，我们要知道我们是在主的里面，他遮盖我们。
And when we proclaim that we are in Him, we're putting Him on as we begin our day.
我们要来宣告我们在他的里面来开始每一天。
We make this proclamation, this consecration that we need Him.
我每天都要宣告我们是属于主的，归于他。
Apart from Him, we can do nothing.
除了他以外，我们没有不能做什么。
We can't live this Christian life apart from Him.
我们除了他，我们没有办法过基督徒的生活。
It's impossible to live out to the standard that He's called us to.
我们没有可能靠自己达到他的标准。
In ourselves.
在我们自己当中。
In Him.
在他里面。
Totally different.
完全不同。
Right? This is Galatians 2:20.
加拉太书二章二十节。
I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
所以我已与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我现在活着是靠信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
This is revolutionary in our Christian life.
这是我们的一个革命性的神的生命。
We realize that the faith of the Son of God in us.Allows us to actually live this Christian life.
我们知道神儿子的这个他的信心，使得我们能够活出他的生命。
Every day, this is our prayer, Lord. We put you on. We put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
每一天都是我们的祷告。我们要穿上基督。
We are in you.
我们在你的里面。
We need you.
我们需要你。
Right? It's in Proverbs. It's the verses that we've memorized. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will direct your path.
就像在箴言第三章讲的，我们要不能够靠自己，要专心依靠主。
A total submission and a total dependence on Him.
完全的把我们自己交给他，完全的来依靠他。
And this is something that we need to do every single day.
这是我们每一天都必须要做的。
Every moment.
每一个时刻
Think about the essence of the sin in the garden at the fall.
在这个伊甸园的时候，这个罪是怎么进来的呢？
The essence of the sin was a self-sufficiency.
这个的本质，罪的本质就是我们自己靠自己。
They shut off their dependence on God and they wanted their independence.
他们把神放在一边，要想自己独立。
And this is something as fallen man we struggle with day by day.
这是每一个堕落的人，他每天都需要征战的地方。
The antidote is putting on the Lord Jesus Christ.
这我们的方法就是要穿上基督耶稣。
And while we're walking in Him, we're putting Him on. We then are able to walk in the light.
当我们把它穿上的时候，我们就在光明中行。
Because when we're putting Him on, we also need to ask the Lord to search our hearts and see if there's any wicked way in us.
当我们披戴主耶稣的时候，我们要求主来显明我们里面有没有恶。
And we walk in the light and freedom.
我们会在这个光中和自由中来行走。
And what else does He say here in this passage?
在这一段中还讲什么呢？
So we're putting on the Lord Jesus Christ.We're walking properly. We're walking in the light.
我们要披戴主耶稣基督，并且行事为人要端正，在光明中行。
And the other thing he says is to put on the armor of light.
这里也讲到要戴上光明的兵器，十二节。
Right, so you get the sense of this wartime mentality here.
你可以看到这里面讲的是一个征战的光景。
Right, you have to put on armor.
你要戴上这个兵器。
And there's an armor of light that we need to put on day by day.
有一个光明的兵器是每天我们都需要佩戴的。
What is this armor of light that Paul is speaking about?
这个光明的兵器，保罗所提到的是什么呢？
Part of that armor is God's word.
在这个光明的兵器中有神的话。
Right in Psalm 119.
诗篇的第119篇。
When I was with the young men, we had a discussion group at the youth retreat a few weeks ago.
前一段时间我和年轻弟兄姊妹在一起的时候，我们谈到。
And we had a workshop on God's word.
我们有这个关于神话的这样一个操练。
And one of the verses we spoke about was verse 105.
在第119篇的第105节。
You probably know the verse. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
So how do we put on the armor of light?
我们怎么能够穿上这个光明的兵器呢？带上光明的兵器呢？
We see that his word brings light.
我们知道他的话带来光亮。
There needs to be a recovery in the church of the centrality of God's word.
我们需要在教会中恢复神话语的那个中心的地位。
How if we want to run the race to the end,We have to find him in his word.
当我们要需要在这个行路中走到最后的时候，我们需要他的话。
We search for him in his word.
我们要来寻找他的话。
Right, we know that the Pharisees searched the scripture, but they missed Christ.
我们知道法利赛人也来寻找神的话，但是他没有找到当得的话。
We open up the word and we search for him.
我们要来寻求神的话。
And we find that we come to know him more.
我们得到神的话就能够更多的了解。
Think about what Moses in the Old Testament and Paul in the New Testament said.
我们想到旧约的摩西，在新约的保罗。
We know what Paul says in Philippians 3, he says, that I may know him.
在腓立比的书第三章，保罗说要让我认识他。
One who knew the Lord so well, yet still said that I may know him.
对这位保罗认识主这么多，但是他还要说，我要让我更多的认识他。
And then in the Old Testament, in Moses, he also says in Exodus 33:13, he says that I may know you.
在这个出埃及记中。在旧约中，摩西在33章出埃及记中这样讲。
This is Moses who's having this intimate fellowship with God, yet still says that I may know you.
他讲到，摩西也说让我来认识你。
Okay, how do we get to know him?
我们怎么来更多的认识神
？We spend time with him.
我们要来花时间和神在一起。
We put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要穿戴耶稣基督。
We put on the armor of light.
我们要戴上光明的兵器。
And we find him in his word.
我们要在他话中找到他。
Right, in Peter it talks about how we taste the pure milk of the word that we would grow thereby.
在彼得说到我们要尝到神话语的滋味，我们就得喂养。
So that's putting on the armor of light. We're putting on the Lord by putting on the light of His word.
我们要把主带穿上主是借着他的话来到他面前。
And what else strengthens us in this armor of light?
这个光明的兵器来使得我们更加刚强。
We walk together in the blessedness of fellowship.
我们能够在这个蒙福的光景中一同向前走。
You can ask the young people in here because this was the theme of our conference a couple weeks ago.
你可以问我们当中的年轻人几周之前的那个特会就是讲到这个主题。
But we talked about how there needs to be this reality of loving the courts of the Lord.
是讲到在神的家中要有爱的实际。
Right, we're able to walk together in this life of Christ.
我们可以一同在神的生命中向前行走。
So, I pray that we would just consider these things.
我祷告我们可以想到这些事情。
That we would awake.
那我们可以来警醒，睡醒。
In Psalm 31,
在诗篇的第31篇，
David says this.
大卫这样讲。
And this is my prayer.
这是我的祷告。
Psalm 31, verse 15.
31章的第15节。
He says, "My times are in your hand."
我终身的事都在你手中。
The time that the Lord gives us is not our time.
神给我们的时间不是我们自己的时间。
The time that He gives us is His time.
神给我们的时间是他的时间。
We know Psalm 90 where it says, teach us to number our days that we would gain a heart of wisdom.
在诗篇的九十篇中说，主说，求你指教我怎样数算自己的日子。
We desperately need the Lord to awake us to the times that we live in.
我实在是求神要让我们从这个现在的时间中来睡醒。
For us to see that the night is far spent and the day is at hand.
要知道黑夜已深，白昼将近。
And that I don't want to share these things of putting on and casting off as a formula.
我不想把这个脱去和穿上当成一个小像公式一样。
But as a real, very practical encouragement about how do we live and run this race all the way to the end.
而是把它做成一个非常实际的操练，来如何能够我们坚持到最后的得胜。
To be fully awake.
来够完全的警醒。
Fully alive to the Lord.
对神是完全的活着。
And this is why actually fellowship is so important so that we can help each other press on to the end.
这就是为什么我们一同的交通是如此的重要。
So pray that the Lord really speak to each one of our hearts in this way.
我们一起祷告来使得我们神向我们说话。
And that when we see ourselves falling back into this same type of mentality of just getting caught up in things in this world.
使我们脱离我们现在的光景被这个世界的事情所缠累。
The Lord is so merciful.
主是何等的怜悯。
And he just shares another word of encouragement like this to say, wake up, the time is at hand.
他用他的话来提醒我们要趁早醒睡醒。
Let's have another word of prayer.
我们再有点祷告。
Lord, we confess how easy it is to just get caught up in things in this world.
主我们承认我们非常容易被这个世界的事情所霸占。
We know that you've blessed us in so many different ways with jobs and schools and families.
你向我们的很多的祝福啊，给我们的工作、学校、一切的家庭。
We even think about Mary and Martha and how Mary chose that better part just to be at the Lord's feet.
我们想到玛利亚和马大的故事，玛利亚愿意在主的脚前花时间。
Lord, we pray that you would be merciful to us, Lord, as we turn to you this morning and say, Lord, that we want your way.
主啊，我们求你今天早晨怜悯我们，让我们愿意你的方法在我们的身上。
We ask for forgiveness, Lord, for being selfish with our time.
我们求你来赦免我们的自私。
And we pray that, Lord, you would wake us up to what time it is now.
我们求你从让我们从现今的这个时代中赶快醒来。
We want to have that same urgency that you had to always be about the Father's will.
让我们有一个像你在神的父神的旨意上的那样的紧迫感。
So we thank you, Lord, that we can learn these lessons together.
感谢你让我们可以一同学这个功课。
So we just say, Lord, our times are in your hand.
主，我们终身的事都在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。